Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started.
Hey!
Happy Saturday!
Hey, BE community! We back! And we got a good one.
Yes, so excited. Woo! For today.
Very special guest in the building, the amazing Tiana Gunn. Give it up for Tiana Gunn. Hey. We're gonna get into a lot today. So okay. I'm excited. Really excited about
Me
this
too.
One. Yes. Okay. So first of all, how are y'all doing? How's the week been? How are things going? How's the day going? All
it's
that good stuff.
Cold.
Yeah.
It's cold. Yeah. I'm good. Fall is my favorite weather.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Well, not my favorite weather per se, but like my favorite season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the prettiest, but I just don't like being cold. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I just don't like being cold. But somehow, I just love fall.
Got it. So, the colors and yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. And my birthday is fall.
Ah, so, there it is. Yeah. Fall baby. Okay, yep. Cool. How are you,
yes.
Toya?
Well, you know, it's always live in the Moore household Poppin'. With the four kids.
Ooh.
But we had Art in the Park events this week. We finished up Hispanic Heritage Celebration with my school, which
yes.
was a big turnout. We partnered up with another school. We had a lot of students there. So, and then this week, I was nominated for Teacher of the Year.
Yes! Oh, congratulations! Congratulations!
Such a privilege just to be nominated.
Yeah.
A lot of my coworkers said some really nice things about me, so
I love it.
It was awesome just to be nominated, so it was a full week for me.
Toya, have you been Teacher of the Year before?
I have not. I've been nominated several times.
Okay,
but never like officially.
Yeah,
you are the teacher.
Because you've been in the game for a minute, so that's why I'm like, you should have been Teacher of the Year a long time.
Every school that I've worked at, I've been nominated, but I've never been like the Teacher of the Year.
Okay, all right.
They call them hottie toddy.
Hottie
toddy. So they say hottie toddy if you become like the teacher.
Wow.
Interesting.
I've heard of that. Okay. Hottie
toddy. School system. Yeah.
Okay. Students, teachers.
Okay. Well, we trust and believe in this. This is going to be the year because you have earned it time and time again, like for real. That's what's up.
Thank you.
It's been a full week for me as well, but I'm excited. Like you, I'm excited about the fall, the change in seasons. I'm not a fall girl. Like I'm more spring and summer, but I'm excited about just the change in seasons and, you know, officially transitioning into the holidays and all that stuff. So I'm excited about that, but we'll see. Yeah. So, all right. So without further ado, as I mentioned, we have a very special guest. So we're gonna do something different today. I want you to tell us about yourself, but then we got some what had happened was right afterwards.
Some what had happened was right after.
Yes.
Okay, so my name is Tiana Gunn. Mm-hmm. Some people may formerly know me as either TP9 or Tiana Power 9 because Tiana Power 9, well, TP9 was an abbreviation of Tiana Power 9. I started doing music when I was 9.
Mm.
I came up in a musical household, and so it was just bound for me to do music some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord saved me from doing what I was doing.
Mm.
And then I came to Atlanta, gave my life to Jesus completely, and we here.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And you are a native of Midwest, right?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Wow.
Go Chiefs.
Atlanta. Yes. That's my hometown.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we got to talk a little bit about what had happened was, okay? And I'm going to kick it off because I'm just going to say I'm excited. I'm a fan.
Oh,
okay?
Thank you.
I'm a fan. So here is how I was introduced to Tiana Gunn, okay? Our husbands were recently honored and inducted into the Holy Hip Hop Gospel Hall of Fame. And so we were there supporting them, which was like super dope. So we were just excited to be in the place, right? I'm just, you know, just, you know, excited to be there. And so throughout the ceremony, as they're honoring the inductees, they have performances, right? And so I am a fan of CHH. I'm a fan of gospel hip hop. So I have witnessed several performances and stuff over the years, you know, was a recording artist, all that good stuff. And so I'm big on A&R. I'm big on performance. I'm big on presentation. Right. So it's not a lot that really moves me because most of it I'm seen before and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm here to support my husband. So this one right here, She get up and perform. I was like, who is this?
Wow.
Like, literally moved the masses. I don't even think you had any background dancers. I could be wrong. You may have.
No, I didn't. Nope. I didn't.
By herself.
Yeah.
Moving the masses. And, you know, you heard that song, People Don't Dance No More. All they do is this. Like, that's how I feel. Like, people really, performers especially, artists do not dance anymore. Honestly, it's rare that you find artists that really treat their gift like a craft and actually develop and cultivate it. They just like, here I am, take it or leave it. This one right here though, like full on rapping, singing, dancing, like true triple threat. And so I'm like yelling, screaming, kicking, clapping. I think at one point Latoya and her husband looked down at me like, so you must really like her, right? And I was like, yeah, I do. I do. Like, this is legit right here, for real.
Thank you. I was trying to keep
Thank
up.
Thank you so much.
You know how, like, in your mind, like, you feel like you're doing the moves, like, and then you look in the mirror, you're like, I do not look that good. But I was trying to keep up. I was like, this is what we love and need in our community.
Yes.
So I loved it.
We had that moment too, because we hosted Faith and Flow a couple weeks or a month or whatever. How long? It's all a blur.
August. August.
And so, and you performed then. Yes. And so at that point, Toya, I knew I had that feeling like you were, well, I'm trying to keep up. But literally, like, when we saw the photo,
I don't look that cute. Like,
the aunties in the back. I'm just okay. We were the aunties. Because when you play that footage back, I was like, we the aunties. I'm just going to run into it. I'm not in denial anymore.
I love the IT. I'm the IT sometimes.
Amen. You killed it though. That's
Thank
all we're gonna say.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm so grateful that y'all can see that I really do care about what I do.
Yeah.
I didn't really have a choice. My mama was for real for the vaccine.
Amen.
In a graceful way, but she was still very stern. Yeah. So I'm glad that y'all could see that, and I'm grateful that y'all enjoyed it, because even though we do it like for the glory of God, people still be coming to see a show, and if you're not good, it's facts. Like, you know,
facts.
So I'm grateful.
Facts on facts.
Thank you.
Killed it. So that's what had happened was, y'all. So let's go and get into the origin story. So
So can you tell the Becoming Eva fans a little bit about where you're from? You alluded to your family, so can you tell us what it was like growing up in your household and like where you are currently in your family?
So my family huge, like it's a lot of us. So my mom has six kids, I'm five. I'm number five, and I was number five by myself for a long time, and then 12 years after me, somehow my mama decided she wanted to have another baby, so I wasn't the young surprise for real. It was a surprise for real. But growing up in that house full of five, because that's really where like my roots were. When we were in Kansas City, my mom, she managed my brother who was a rapper. And then my sister would dance behind him. And he was the man in the city for it. Like during that time, he was the man in the city. And all I ever wanted to do was like dance, you know? And so I would always go to my mom like, can I do something? Like, I want to rap. I wanted whatever it is. And she was like, oh, you can do something when you're older, like a little bit more seasoned, when you understand. And I'm like, but I want to do something now. Like, I could never do what I wanted to do. Like, I really thought I could be something, but it just wasn't my time yet. So at one of my brother's performances, his producer, his name is Montel Jones.
Okay.
He was using that old school camcorder and he was recording his performance and he heard this little voice in the back just rapping. And he was like, who is that? Oh, I was like, that's Tiana. And he was like, I want to work with her. I was like, yes.
Wow.
Yes. So she came to me and was like, is this something you want to do for real? And I was like, yeah. And then she gave me the whole little rundown. And I'm like, no, like, I'm for real. And then after that, I got in the studio and then she let me do my first show. And it just took off from there. And so she had rules and stipulations like, oh, you do this, like you can't curse in your raps, you can't be degrading yourself in your raps. Like it was like real positive because we did grow up in a church. So my mom was a minister of music at my church for years. My dad is a minister. And so it was very much like you can do this, but only within these bounds.
Got it.
And so, that's how I grew up a little bit. Childhood was a little rough. It wasn't an easy childhood. We've been through a whole lot.
Yeah.
But music was like always my outlet for stuff. And once I had that opportunity to be able to express myself through there, it kind of gave me an out. Yep.
That's dope. So you say you were raised in a Christian household, yes. But of course we know everybody has their own journey, their own path. So for you, when did you personally come to accept Jesus Christ and realize, okay, I need to like live this thing out?
That's a good question, because I feel like some people have their come to Jesus moments and it's just like really not extreme, because I wouldn't say it's extreme, but it's like very noticeable, right?
Yeah.
For me, it happened in stages of my life. And so because I was never unfamiliar with Jesus, it was like I kind of took him wherever I was because I was raised, you know, to believe in Jesus. But one, I think what really got to me was that God started to speak to me personally about my music, right? And so I was like, oh, you know, I'm not really doing anything, you know, wrong necessarily, but there was always this level of guilt, y'all. Like, I can't explain it. But when I remember hearing Bizzle one time and his CD, when I heard it, I'm like, yeah, this is dope. But I couldn't listen to it completely because I knew that that's what I was supposed to be doing with like my life, my gifts. And so I'm like, yeah, that's dope. Take it out. And then I ran across this other girl. So I had friends in the secular industry and she had a friend. We all hanging out and I'm like, what are you doing? She was like, oh, like I rap gospel. I'm like, here we go. And so I was like, well, I'm going to do a gospel album like sometime in my life, you know, to get the guilt off of me. And we never came around to that gospel thing for a minute. But then again, my cousin who is a Christian, her husband, he is a Christian. They're both believers. And I've always like looked up to them for a long time. I saw her on the internet. They was dancing and like just getting real lit to a song. And I was like, I know they not. I know they not. So she had tagged the song. She had tagged the song and it was Pazano's Wallin by Andy Mineo.
Okay.
And I was like, let me Pazano's Wallin YouTube. And I looked, and as I was looking through Andy's stuff, I said, oh, I said, this man loves Jesus. Like, this is Christian. And so I went down the whole rabbit hole of just listening to them and them telling their stories, like KB and Andy. And I'm like, man, this is dope. And it came a long way.
Yes.
I was like, this is not what we used to listen to. It came a long way. So God started to use that stuff. And then when I went to church, he was just talking to me through my pastor. And them just opening the doors for me. But what really was the big moment for me is when I had a dream in my sleep. I was laying down in my sleep and I could see myself. And I remember the spirit just jumping on me and kind of grabbing me a little bit. It was nothing but like pressure that I could feel. And while I was in my bed, I tried to get up and open the door and I couldn't. Like, my hands just kept missing it for some reason. And I don't know why I couldn't open the door, but I remember saying, okay, God, I get it. Like, I'm gonna just do gospel. And that thing just like literally shunned off of me. And I woke up and I was like, you just don't play with God. You just do not play with God. And part of me just believed in God, but there was just this level of surrender that I hadn't given to him yet. And that was the moment where I'm like, I gotta do it. And I gotta be like all in with it. And the Lord really was leading me the whole time. Like, even before I surrendered, like, I could tell the hand of God was on me. So I knew I was supposed to be doing this.
That is dope.
Thank you.
I mean, you talk about like being exposed to other Christian hip hop artists and just realizing, okay, Christian music has come a long way.
Yes.
And so for you, because I know for me, there was a season where I was like, okay, this music is whack. We need to do better. And if I'm honest, I'm harder on Christian artists than I am on secular artists, because I'm like, y'all, they checking for us. Like, we represent the kingdom. We should be leading the way, not not like imitating the secular. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean.
So for you, was that a part of why you were resisting like the call of God? Like, you didn't realize that you could do it excellently, or was it the style of music? Like, what was it for you?
I think it was a a bit of everything, I feel like. I feel like it was the time, because it was like early 2000s where I was listening to it. So the music was completely different. Yeah. I feel like all of music has evolved since like the early 2000s. So I think it was just the time of music then. Mm-hmm. And I do think the creativity at the time of Christian hip hop, like it was so message focused that the creativity was kind of lacking a little bit. Yeah. And so I'm like, I respect it. I was like, I respect it. Like, it's like, I respected it. Like, I really did like it, but I just never, as an artist, was ever inspired. So I think there was a some sense of like, I don't know if this could be like great. Like, I feel like it will always be looked at as like corny or whatever. But no, it's not, because we've evolved.
We've evolved. Wow. I have one more question before we go into becoming. Do you feel like when you started doing music, like that was more hip hop focused, that you got pushed back from the church? Because, you know, sometimes we're not the biggest fans of hip hop unless it's got choir or, you know, some praise dancers in the background. Did you feel like you got pushed back, or did you get support, basically?
My support is always louder than whatever I experienced. So I'm not saying that I hadn't got pushback before, but I will say that it took people some time to get used to TP9. Like I said, I was formerly known as TP9. And that version of me was not, well, she was way louder. Yeah, like I had the red hair, the mohawk, tuxedo coat all the way. Like, look it up. T9. TP9 was like way more expressive with like hair and things like that. And now I'm still like that, but I'm just a lot older now, a lot more mature. And I do think when I stepped into the church, there were like a lot of people like,
what we doing?
Like, what is she doing here? But at the same time, what is she doing with the mic? Like, what is about to happen? Because I don't think anybody ever thought that somebody like me could walk into church, love Jesus for real, but be as expressive as I was with my clothes, and then like performing on top of that. You do go to some churches where you don't get like the response that you would hope for, but this is literally what I do. Like, it's what God called me to do. So I have a supportive like corner. Like, my family has always been supportive of me, and I don't go nowhere without them. So whenever we go, like, we go together, and that's where I feel like most supported and loved. So even if the outside is just like, you suck, I'm like, well, I'm going home with my family. Like, I don't care.
Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, well, we're going to go on into becoming, okay? Becoming as Tiana Gunn, the artist.
Yes.
So. Yes. So we talked a little bit about TP9, red hair, and I cannot wait to look that up.
It's something.
Yes. So I'm curious to know, like, were there certain denominations, like, that gave you pushback when you would perform at different churches? Because I grew up Pentecostal, and I can't imagine like you going into a Pentecostal church and performing without them, like, you know, because I wore like dresses maybe to the knees, and I got loose, or if I had jewelry or you know, too much makeup, like, you know, you get looks. So I'm curious.
Well, I will say this. Atlanta is a lot more loose than most cities. So I think Atlanta was a lot more receptive to me, but I did grow up apostolic. So like when you say Pentecostal, I'm like, well, praise God, because apostolic is like way more strict. And so I do think that my brother, he tried to like step into this lane before with our home church, and he backed away from it because he never felt received like that. And this was years ago. I want to say this was probably well over 20 years ago. And the church had like a little thing going on. And like I said, he was the man in the city. So he decided to like use his gifts for God and came into the church, and they let him, but it was just, he wasn't received like that. And so I was surprised that they wanted me to come back home and do what I did with the red hair. But my dad was an advocate for me. He was like, we're going to get you to do youth ministry. You need to be doing it. And so I would say, like, back home in Kansas City, it is a lot harder. I would say, because they're not really up to speed that much with what's going on in Atlanta. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But sometimes you do, like, I can't even say that it's a particular denomination, because mm-hmm. every church has their what they believe and what they don't believe. And even though somebody may be in a particular group of people or a denomination, they may not agree with all that denomination does or do. So, some people may not like it and some people might. Like, I used to perform for, like, the older people. And when I will perform, like, I'm always super engaging.
Yes, yes.
And once I notice that they're not rocking with it, mm-hmm. I rock with them even more.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, you gonna move. I got the mic, and I'm like, and they're facing them all like, I don't care.
Were
I
they
love
looking
Jesus.
At you? Like, what did you get them? Did you win them over, or were they just mean mugging you the whole
sometimes
time?
They just mean mugging. And then sometimes I realize that some of them are just trying to listen.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I remember being at a church before, and this pastor, he was like, like this the whole time. I'm like, ooh, we here. I was like, he do not like me. Mm-hmm. But once I got done like performing it was his time to go up and speak. Mm-hmm. He spoke life into me, like spoke life over me. And I was like, I thought you didn't like me. Mm-hmm. Like, you was mean mugging the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But some of these older people be with it, but they just want to hear Jesus.
Yep.
So I try to help them out sometimes when my lines say Jesus. I'm like, Jesus be, they be like, hey, that's what we were waiting on. We were waiting for the Jesus part. So I make sure that when I'm like in their presence, that as soon as that Jesus line hit, I say Jesus.
Yeah,
and they'd be like,
"That's dope."
That's how they want it.
That's so dope. Yeah, that makes me think of my husband and I always talk about like how when you're doing like I've done spoken word. I'm not a rapper, but I've mm-hmm. done spoken word, and he of course has done rap. But we always talk about how when you are in more traditional settings, and I've mm-hmm. seen you do this, how sometimes you want to like do the hook mm-hmm. like without music.
Yep.
So they can hear what you're saying, and mm-hmm. then they can have a part they can latch on to and kind of, you know, repeat after me or
yep.
say this with me so that they know, number one, you're talking about Jesus.
Yep.
And then number two, they can participate instead of just, you know, trying to play catch up all the time. Mm-hmm. So like in churches, especially, I found that to be really beneficial.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And just speaking, like telling your testimony one or mm-hmm. just kind of explaining what the song is about, because like I said, people do want to see the entertainment part, but what we mm-hmm. do really is ministry. And so you have to be able to balance the two, making mm-hmm. sure that they get the message, but then also making sure that they participate, mm-hmm. that they have the song ringing in their spirit yeah. after it's done and they have something to chew on, yeah. you know, later.
That's good.
Yes. Well, keep going, because it's still kind of a little bit of uncharted mm-hmm. territory in the mm-hmm. direction that you're going and the way that you perform.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
yes.
it's still very innovative, I guess,
yep.
in our lane, in our world. And, you know, mm-hmm. you have supporters out there cheering you on.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
so.
You.
We don't have this in the back.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
We're not mean mugging you, but mm-hmm. we are definitely cheering you on. And I hope other people will get on board, because there's some little girls that yes. want to do what you do. I've yes. got three over there. So uh-huh. I'm nervous, like, raising them up in this generation and in this world with all the different exposure to yeah. different media, and you know, just trying to even get them to want to listen to Christian hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a little performer in Layla.
You do,
so. Layla.
So we'll see.
Yeah,
but this is great for you just being a role model
mm-hmm.
for the young girls out there. So we are yes. cheering you on. What are some other challenges that you have encountered as an artist?
Ooh, okay. So I would say one of the hardest for me personally is realizing that everybody is not your cup of tea
mm-hmm.
and you are not everybody's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And it's not even just musically, mm-hmm. but sometimes I feel like because we all do this and like we're like a small minority, that we just gotta be there for each other, like yeah. root each other on, cheer each other on. And as much as I love my brothers and sisters, sometimes it's really hard. Like, I'm like, man, I really need y'all right now
yeah.
to like lean on with this yeah. or that. But sometimes that could be really challenging. But for me personally on stage and like being an artist, I love being creative and innovative. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they not people may not understand my process, yeah, or people may not understand that I'm going a different direction. And so I've been told many times, like, you should just do this and just kill this lane and go this way. I'm like, but if I do that, then I sound like everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's not that what everybody else is doing is bad, but that's just not what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so I can kind of see, like, when I get on stage, like, after everybody else kind of does their thing and things are kind of similar on their end, they may be in a similar genre where everybody's rocking with that. But then when I get on stage, it's kind of just like, I don't know, you know?
It's explosive. I mean, I don't know.
I love the way.
Literally, it's explosive. Like, the fact that you actually incorporate choreography in your, like, that is huge.
Thank you.
Because it's, I have not seen it, and I'm gonna date myself, but I haven't seen artists, like, actually, like, dance with as much intentionality as you do. Like, honestly, I'm gonna say probably since, like, the 90s. Like, I feel like, I feel like people got background dancers and people, you know, and they may jump in and do some stuff, but they still trying to be cool with it. They still trying to have swag with it. I mean, but you're super intentional. Like, you gonna move. Like, you're going to move. And so, I mean, to me, it's an anomaly in this in this day and age. So I can tell that you've been groomed, that you've been trained, that you come from a family like that. So I am grateful that you have remained true to yourself, which is awesome.
Yes. And we need more people to not try to be like anyone else, but be who God has designed you to be. Be your best. So, so that's awesome.
I appreciate that. It's tough, but the older I get, the more I lean closer to God and the people in my community, it becomes easier. Because two people that I really respected, one was like, you just need to rap. Just straight up rap, kill that lane. The other one's like, nah, you need to be singing. You need to be a pop artist. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Do this right here.
Yes.
I'm gonna get in front of my computer and I'm gonna do what God is telling me to do.
Amen.
Because in some seasons I sing a little bit more. In some seasons I rap a little bit more. It's just what come out. Really, I'm not trying to manufacture anything, just let it flow.
That was dope. So. Wow. I wanted to ask you too, real quick, like, what led to the transition from TP9 to, is it TP9? Did
Yes.
To Tiana Gunn.
Like, so I had some help with that because for a while, Kenton Jones, he used to always say, man, Tiana Gunn, like, whenever he would introduce me, he like, her name, TP9, but I like Tiana Gunn. You know, and so many people around me was just complimenting me on me, like my name. And I don't think a lot of people realized that that was my real name. They was like, no, your name for real? Like, is Tiana Gunn? I'm like, yeah. They was like, that's hard.
You need to stick with that.
Yeah, they was like, that's hard. But TP9, I didn't know. But that's a gun.
Yeah,
like, and I wasn't intentionally I wasn't intentionally trying to name myself TP9. That was just an abbreviation of Tiana Power 9. So TP9 and, like, we're not two different people, but the name TP9 and Tiana Gunn really is the same thing because it's just it's a weapon, you know. And so I kind of, like, just transformed as I grew older, just like, this is me, like, this is Tiana Gunn. And so I had a little help with that, but I mean, it's my name.
But you,
so
it sounds like you've kind of, like, I won't say, what is the word? It sounds like you've kind of pulled back to, like, even like how you're talking about, like, with the red hair and with the, like, so what made you kind of pull back in that regard as well? I mean, you still are a super dope, energetic performer, but it sounds like you kind of made some shifts as far as your overall presentation as well.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'll be wanting to wear it again.
It's all right, girl. Bring it out. Bring it out.
So I don't know if it'll ever happen again, but I think it was just a matter of, like, me really growing up, me being like a grown woman. And we had a conversation with the team that we had at the time about, like, which direction we want to go in and how we want things to look for me, because I've always been like that. Mohawk matched my performance energy, like, you know, times 10. But the reality is that I'm really just as calm like this off the stage. But when I'm on stage, I'm a whole nother person. And so I'm like, this really how I am. Like, my hair now really defines how I am usually off the stage 80-90% of the time. And so I'm still learning who I am now. Like, I don't think, like, how I show up now is the end all be all image wise for me. I'm still figuring it out. you know, I'm still figuring it out as I go because I am expressive. So just like in the Best View video, I had my hair like up and like this, I don't know, it was a dope hairstyle that I saw on Pinterest. I'm like, we're doing that. And so when it's time for me to like do videos and stuff, I still am very expressive in that way. But usually when I do things like this, that mohawk ain't coming. Like, for real, it ain't coming. So I'm just more laid back now as a mature woman.
Well, I like seeing those buns. I think you had buns at the Faith and Flow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
They came down.
Those buns out.
Yep.
I love it.
They came down.
It was good. It was so good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You talked a lot about community. And of course, you have a big family. So your family is probably your first community.
Yes.
But you roll deep. Like, clearly, you were at Faith and Flow with like a community of like other women in Christian hip hop.
Yes.
So I think that's beautiful, first of all.
Yes.
Like, one thing I love about the women, particularly in Christian hip hop, is that they support one another.
Yes.
And I've seen that consistently, like, for years. But can you talk a little bit about just how the importance of that and then how you foster just community within Christian hip hop?
Yeah. So it really is important because, like I said, we're a minority out here. But there's so many of us in Atlanta, and a lot of us are flocking to Atlanta, or if they're not in Atlanta, they're like around, like maybe not too far, four or 5 hours. For me, I feel like sometimes we go through the same challenges and we just need to like know that this is not just like an original experience. You're experiencing that too. You're experiencing that too. And with the ladies, we're a minority within a minority. So it's important that we just like, whenever you got something going on, you just let me know, let me tag it, let me repost it, buy it, share it, stream it, whatever, because we just need each other. And recently here, just like at the Faith and Flow event, you saw me with a bunch of ladies, which is what I would say is my squad.
Yes.
And it has been nothing but a beautiful experience. Like, I was so nervous about it, not because of the ladies, but just the experience in general. When I got there, I was just like, this is probably the best decision I could have made this year. Meeting them women was probably the best decision I could have made this year. And they are all in our space and they're all killing it, doing what the Lord has called them to do. And I'm like, oh, you deal with that too. Me too. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you just need somebody to be like, nah, me too.
I love
you. You know?
That's so good.
Yeah.
Women so supporting women.
Yep.
Amen. That's what we're about.
Yep.
Yes.
Love it. Yep.
Do you have any other tips or words of wisdom for other women trying to navigate this Christian hip hop space?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Advice that I would give to any ladies that are listening that want to be in the space. Let God be your everything. Let him really be the reason why you're doing it. I remember when I said yes to the Lord, it was because of the Lord, because we had motion going on. We had motion. Like, my mom literally moved here from St. Louis, and we had so many connections here and so many things we had to let go once I said yes to the Lord. So I knew it had to be God, like, telling me to do this. But I will say this. This is something that I've learned. If you're not really focusing on God, you're going to start focusing on the things that are happening for you and the things that are not happening for you. Mm. And that leads down a slope of like depression or comparison. And that will also lead to you not having your relationship really tight with the Lord like that. And so make God the main priority, really the only priority when it comes to the spiritual aspect. Do what God has called you to do, and then let the other things come as they may. Build that community of people that the Lord has called and entrusted you with. Stay original and true to who you are, because so many people are going to try to make you sound like everybody else or do what's popular or what's trending. And I'm not saying don't be relevant. Be smart. Okay. Be smart, be relevant, but be relevantly you. Like, don't bend too much.
Good.
You know, and just keep going. Endure. So
that's beautiful.
Well,
before we move on to the next section, we did not talk about any like significant others.
We did not talk about that.
I'm a little curious.
Yeah.
Do you have any significant others?
I just realized that this little ring was on a ring finger. I am not married. I'm not a big dater like that. I'm really not a big dater. I want to be married someday. I'm usually really reserved, like with my dating life, because people are nosy. Not y'all.
We do want to know that, but
not y'all. I'm usually really reserved, but being married is a beautiful thing, and I want to be married someday. But I just don't really be making that a big deal in my life.
Amen.
Like, I wish I could tell y'all that, like, I know all the things that you should and shouldn't do. I just be chilling.
Honestly, that's probably the best
place. And I know I know that sounds really boring, like, but I just be chilling.
Yeah, I was just curious, like, as you are becoming bigger and bigger, I know you're going to attract more people to you, and I know it's going to be hard to like discern the wolves and you know,
well, one way to weave them out is like you hear tons of times like, oh, God told me you're my wife. I'm like, and you're not it.
Hey, crazy. There you go. And that's how you know.
I can't tell you how many times, y'all.
Wow.
I can't tell you how many times.
They're coming at me? Well, she's like, and you're not.
And I'm still single.
That's so, all right, though. Yeah.
It is. Right. Oh, I'm chilling.
Yeah, you focused on the right thing. Yeah. So, yeah. But to LaToya's point, like, these single streets are a little different these days. So
they are.
It can be a bit challenging to navigate. So it sounds like you're doing the right thing as far as, you know, keeping God first and making it your primary focus.
Yeah.
But, you know, are there any tips or words of wisdom you would give to other single women? Because these streets is real.
Yep, I do. Let me tell y'all what I've learned. I haven't experienced like a whole lot because I've decided that I'm going to learn from other people's mistakes.
Mm. Amen.
And I'm not going to repeat what I've seen over and over again. Mm-hmm. And if you're a young woman watching this today, put that in your mind that you're not going to repeat the steps of the people that came before you, that maybe that those were bad decisions. Very early on in my life, I'm like, okay, noted, don't want to do that. Noted, that's a sign of control when or a sign of abuse when they're controlling. Like, I remember being in my teenage years and there was somebody that was very close to me and she was dating somebody and I was like, you need to leave him alone. I was like, and he's controlling. And the minute that you don't do what he wants you to do, he's gonna lose it. And like, that can lead to abuse. She didn't listen to me. Wow. You know, but I had learned that because so many women in my life have been abused. Yeah. But here recently, I would say what I've learned is I don't care how nice that man is. I really don't. I don't care how respectful he is, how nice he is, how much he compliments you. If he does not lead you to Jesus at all, like if you don't leave the conversation feeling edified or wanting to know more about Jesus, getting into your word, praying together, you need to let it go.
Yes.
You need to let it go. It's literally just as simple as that. You have to be able to discern what's good. And just because he's nice and respectful and he respects all your boundaries, if he's not leading you to Jesus, that's just not the type of person you want to be with.
That's good.
No matter how nice he is.
I couldn't have said it better, y'all. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yep.
I mean, you got anything else, Toya?
This was so good.
Very.
It was good.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Do we want to let's talk noble character real quick. So okay. I don't know if you know what noble character is, but I was gonna say, you wanna explain what it is?
Noble character is a segment on our show where we typically like to give the guests an opportunity to recognize a woman in their life that it has inspired them, maybe on their journey, or a woman that is doing something really awesome in your community. So we would like to give you an opportunity to recognize a woman that has maybe inspired you.
It's my mama.
I saw you looking. I was like, she gonna say her mama. Amen. Tell us why and give us your mom's full name so we can shout her out.
My mom's name is Rosalind Gunn. And I want to shout out my mama because my mama had 6 kids and she didn't have the childhood that she should have had growing up. And she made up in her mind, similar to what I said earlier, that she was going to do for her kids what wasn't done for her. And with all of her kids being extremely talented, she decided to have faith and move across the world from Kansas City to St. Louis for an opportunity that I had. And then when that didn't work out, she did not give up on me. and she moved from St. Louis to Atlanta. And then when I came to Atlanta, I threw her a curveball and I said, I want to do this for Jesus now. And we had to start all over again. Mm-hmm. And she never gave up on me. But she also raised six mm-hmm. kids by herself. And she's still doing things and killing it on her own. Mm-hmm. She has her own nonprofit where she helps teens. Yeah, where she helps teenagers who have that same desire as her kids mm-hmm. to like do music and express themselves through the arts. They don't maybe have like the resources. Mm-hmm. They don't have the money. They don't have the support. She wants to be that support for them. Amen. And she really has been through a whole lot, so much abuse, different types mm-hmm. of abuse, and she still turned out to be an amazing mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
I want to give it up to my mom. Yes. She hasn't lost her faith at all.
I love it. Rosalyn Gunn, you are a woman of noble character. Yeah. Hey. I love it.
And can you tell us the name of her nonprofit?
Yes, the name of her nonprofit is called Team Hope. We actually just got it this year. So we're starting everything up, and that has been a whirlwind of an experience. Mm-hmm. But we're really grateful that we got this thing off the ground because it's been a dream of hers for years.
Love it.
How can they follow her or find Team Hope?
Yeah, so actually follow me. Follow me, and I'll be posting more about Team Hope and how you can help and support and make sure that everything is in that one little link tree. So if you follow me at Tiana Gunn, TEIONA, Gunn with two N's, I'll hook you up with Mama Stuff.
Dope. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You have anything else, Maya?
I think that's it, y'all. This has been amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for just bringing truth and knowledge to the BE community. And mm-hmm. we're excited to see where you go next and what God does through you and in you next, because just the journey so far for me has been amazing. Yeah, so I'm excited and expecting. I'm like, it's just the beginning.
It is. It really mm-hmm. is. Thank you guys so much for being so supportive. And I love the pink.
Yay!
Thank you.
I didn't get the pink memo, but you know what? Pink and happy in spirit.
Yes, we got you.
I appreciate y'all.
Yes. All right, guys. Don't forget to get your merch at Becoming Eva today. Get your mugs, your water bottles, jackets, shirts,
totes,
all kinds of things if you want to support us. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Becoming Eva today.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at evamail@becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time.